So today we're going to talk about Jonah, who came stomping into Nineveh one day. Stomping. He was so mad. He didn't want to be in Nineveh. Nobody in Nineveh was his friend. Everybody was his enemy. And he would never have dreamed of going to this huge city full of all these people and all these animals and all these crowded together buildings. He never would have dreamed of going there, except God told him he had to go. The first time God said, go to Nineveh, Jonah tried to run away. He went to the ocean. He got on a boat. The boat sailed away. A terrible storm came. The other sailors threw him off the boat. He sank into the ocean. He almost drowned. A big fish swallowed him up. He was inside the fish for 3 days. Finally, the fish spit him out on dry land. So the second time God said, go to Nineveh, Jonah thought maybe he would do that, even though it made him really mad and he didn't want to. Now, it probably took Jonah 3 days to walk from one side of the city to the other side. It was such a big city. And when he got there, he started stomping through the city, shouting, in 40 days, your city is going to be overthrown. In 40 days, your city is going to be overthrown. In 40 days, your city is going to be overthrown. And he said it over and over and over because that was the message God told him to bring to the people in Nineveh. Now, when they heard this, stranger come into their city and start shouting this message, they, the people of Nineveh, did not laugh, which they could have. And they didn't say, why don't you be quiet and go away, which they could have. They looked at each other, they heard this message, and they said, we don't want to die. We better do something. And so they all went home and they took off their nice clothes and they put on clothes made out of old rags. And this is to show how serious they understood this message to be. And their king put on old rags, and he went and sat in a cold fireplace among the ashes. And nobody ate anything, and everybody prayed. And the king said, we are going to have to behave differently. We're going to have to stop doing what we know is wrong. We're going to have to stop hurting each other and stop killing each other. Now, when God heard the words of the king and saw that the people were willing to do anything to keep themselves and their city alive and well, God was glad. And as it turned out, terrible things did not happen to the city of Nineveh after all, because the people of that city were willing to turn away from what was wrong, to stop doing what was wrong, and start doing what was right. Now, Jonah never got over being kind of grumpy, kind of mad about this assignment he got to go to Nineveh. But God explained to Jonah, the people in this city, the men and the women and the children, they are my children. I can't stop myself from caring about them. I cannot abandon them. They have been confused, and they need my help. And so that's the story of Jonah from the Bible, and we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. So find somebody's hand to hold. Yep, good. Find a hand. Dear God, we thank you for caring for all your people, no matter where they live. We thank you for finding ways to warn us when we are doing what is wrong. And we thank you for setting our feet on right pathways and teaching us how to live in your way. Amen.